In the last year or so, I came across a story of a person by the name of, I think it is Schumann. He grew up in a Jewish household, in a rather pious Jewish household. He himself, in his younger years, was very active in his faith. But as he moved on into his high school and college years, he got caught up in a rather sinful lifestyle. Promiscuity, that whole concept back in the 60s and 70s of free love. And he said the more he got involved in it, the more he withdrew from a relationship with God. And gradually it got to the point that he was even beginning to wonder if there truly was a God. He said he felt a real emptiness inside of him, and he kept trying to find something to fill that. He would get involved with various hobbies, various things of interest, but he always had a sense of that emptiness that couldn't be filled. He got very much involved in snow skiing. And one day when he was on top of a mountain, looking at a very beautiful valley below, he said he had a glimpse that day of something of the greatness and grandeur of God. But that experience didn't sustain him very long. And again, he was back into this whole sense of doubt and wonder. Is there truly a God? And then one day he was walking alone. And suddenly he said, without any possibility of doubt, he knew the existence of God. My sense was that maybe he wasn't married at this time. But he said he ran back to the house of his mother. And he said, "Mother, I now know there is a God. And I know that there is a life after death." This man is a professor of something in universities. He also is an author of books. Eventually, after he came back to awareness of the existence of God, he found his way into the Catholic Church. I tell the story because it is, in a sense, God doing what Isaiah asked for in that first reading, rending the heavens, making himself known. You know, Isaiah says, "Why do you let us wander far from your ways? Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down." Isaiah lived in a time when the people of Israel were far from the Lord. It was a time that they too, like Mr. Schumann, were caught up in habits of sin, and God was very distant from them. And Isaiah prays that God would break forth, that he would come down, he would reveal himself. Well, Isaiah's prayer was answered far beyond his greatest expectations. God rended the heavens. God broke the veil that separated him from the human family. He sent his son, born in Mary, to become one of us. We now wait for the day that God will again rend the heavens, when God will break forth and come among us in great power and glory to gather us into the kingdom of his Father. He who once came has promised us that he would come again, and that when he comes again, he will establish the reign of his Father. And it will be a time of universal peace, of unending joy. We are a people who wait for that day. The gospel reading invites us, maybe I should say commands us, to be alert, to be watchful, to be waiting for the day. Because just as the people of the time that Jesus came among us, many could not see him, could not receive him, could not recognize him, something similar can happen to us when he comes again. Will we recognize his coming? Will we be ready to receive him? Will he be able to gather us into the kingdom of his Father? We must be alert. We must be watchful. But not just for his coming at the end of time. We must be watchful for his coming among us, even now. Because if we do not recognize him among us now, will we recognize him when he comes in glory and in power? Do we recognize him like Mr. Schumann in the beauty of nature? Do we recognize him in those truly loving relationships that we have in our lives? Do we recognize him in our moments of silence, our times of prayer? Do we encounter him in the sacraments? Do we truly know his presence in the Eucharist? Do we experience his forgiveness in the sacrament of reconciliation? We must be alert to his presence now. Because it is only his presence now that gives us the power and the strength to turn away from sin. It is only his presence now that empowers us to live lives of faith and lives of hope. It is only his presence now that keeps us from getting so absorbed in things that are passing and temporary that we will not be able to see him, to recognize him when he comes again in glory. The words that Jesus spoke to the apostles, to the early disciples, are ancient words. But they are as relevant for us today as they were when he spoke them 2,000 years ago. Be watchful. Be alert. Be ready for the day of his coming.